Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch flying solo today. You've got me until 6 o'clock tonight. No Indians baseball tonight. A very rare Friday off for the Tribe. And we're going to talk Tribe here in just a moment with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Before we talk to Rosie, we want to remind you that coming up here in the next, I would say 10 to 15 minutes, we're giving away two tickets to see the Indians take on the Detroit Tigers at Progressive Field on July 17th, thanks to our good friends at Northridgeville, Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Again, that's two tickets on July 17th to see the Tribe and Tigers. Wait for the cue to call when we wrap up with Rosie. We are being joined now by Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Rosie, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got to begin with this. An off day on a Friday in all your years of doing baseball, Rosie, has that ever happened?
Well, I think it's the last couple of seasons. At the start of the year, they've been starting on a Thursday, and they kind of keep that Friday open just in case there's a rainout or something like that. So, but that doesn't count. That's in April or March this year. But in the middle of the summer, a Friday off, it's unbelievable. But just the way it worked out, from what I understand, the Major League Baseball gave the Reds a choice, knowing that it was going to be a 2-2 season series this year, two at our place, two down here in Cincinnati. And they said, look, if you want it on a weekend, you can do that, but then you'll get a Friday or a Sunday off. And the Reds were like, yeah, let's go with it on a weekend. And they're leaving a Friday here, and they're actually doing 150th anniversary celebration of the franchise. That's how long the Reds have been around. And they're expecting a packed house over at the ballpark with all kinds of, it kind of sounds like Tribe Fest in the wintertime, but at the ballpark here in the summertime, and they have bands and fireworks and all that kind of stuff. So that's a little backstory about what's going on today, but it is odd having an off day on a Friday for sure.
No question about it. And, I'm not sure how much it matters in the grand scheme of things. I've heard a lot of people say that, a lot of times when you get maybe a few weeks or even a month into the season, you just know two kinds of days, game days and non-game days. I mean, I'm not sure if you agree with that or not, but do you think this matters at all?
No, not at all. But, you're right on that, Andy, because it does some, and I think we hear Tito say it a lot. Someone will say, hey, so-and-so is supposed to return from injury on this day, and I'll go, what day is it today? Where they just all run together. Weekends really don't mean much because you play every day and you don't have weekends off. So you don't really differentiate between the two. I think the only day that I always notice is Sunday, because Sunday's always a day game unless you're on ESPN, and it's kind of fun. That's a night where you can, maybe have dinner with your family, or if you're on the road, go out to dinner, that type of thing. But outside of that, every day does kind of seem the same once you get into the season.
Yeah, no question about that. It's just bizarre it falls on a Friday, and hopefully you guys get an opportunity to enjoy some of the finer parts of Cincinnati a little bit later on tonight. Tribe, of course, taking on the Reds, a two-game weekend series that begins tomorrow afternoon. Rosie, Jose Ramirez is a name that continues to be brought up in every conversation of ours. He hit two home runs again on Thursday night. Five multi-hit games over his last 10. The average is up 11 points during that stretch. Can we start to get a little bit more excited about where he's going?
I think so. It's been better, and now it's more of an extended stretch. And, by the end of the year, is he going to end up with similar numbers to the past two seasons? Probably not. He's got a lot of catching up to do. But if he can be the type of hitter that he has been the last couple of years over the second half of the season, even if he doesn't reach those full season numbers, that means he will be a heavy contributor to the Indians offensively, and I think we saw that yesterday. So there's some good stuff going on there. You're starting to see a lot more hard contact, a little more power, so he certainly appears to be pointed in the right direction.
Rosie, a couple weeks back, you had an interesting conversation with Scott Acheson, the Cleveland Indians bullpen coach, and I thought it was pretty interesting. You asked him if there were any class clowns in that bullpen, and he said none. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not so sure if I believe that. Almost any bullpen I've dealt with, not only has there been one class clown, there have been multiple class clowns.
Well, I think it's interesting because you look at the pen and you see Adam Simber come in with a goofy delivery and the long hair and that kind of thing. But in terms of like pranksters out there, I'm not sure that's going on, but you definitely have some personalities. And it's been a little bit different with Dan Otero being out of action for a while, because he always, I think, stirs the pot a little bit. But I'm going to guess they have some really interesting conversations down there, because you have guys from radically different backgrounds and really different personalities. So that's probably helpful in making the whole thing click.
Again, we're talking with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Staying with that same unit, but that's been a very, very good group throughout the course of the year, Rosie. Do you think there have been a couple of guys who maybe stand out a little bit as unsung heroes in this group that maybe don't get nearly as much attention as they deserve?
You know, I'll go with, I think Tyler Clippard has had a really good year. It seems like whenever he comes in, you know, it might be when the team's trailing, and he just keeps it where it is. And that's kind of that's not an easy thing to do, and it gets overlooked a lot. Not by the coaching staff, but it can get really overlooked, and he's pretty good at that. So I think he'd be in there. Look, yesterday, A.J. Cole, he got them out of a big mess that kind of turned the game a little bit, because it was starting to go sideways on the Indians, and he stopped the bleeding, and they kind of went on from there and ended up winning the game. So, you know, those might be two, but I don't know if you could say they're all unsung, because going into the season, there weren't not too many people were high on the Indians, Penn, but now they really are, because they performed well over an extended stretch.
And that has been a terrific unit all year long. You could make the argument that that's been the biggest surprise in this team. They have been great just about every single night. Well, an arm I think a lot of people are paying a lot of attention to, if for no other reason than they're extraordinarily curious as to what they're going to get out of him. Danny Salazar seems to be getting a little bit healthier, and there are some whispers that, you know, he might start making the rounds with some affiliates and some rehab assignments. Is there a chance we could see him maybe at Lake County or maybe in Akron in the coming weeks?
Oh, yes, there's a very good chance. I think his next one, if it wasn't today, it's either today or tomorrow. That's still out in Arizona, because I think Akron and Columbus were both on the road. And they want him to be around the training staff that he's comfortable with right now, that's gotten him in a good place physically. So let him do one more out in the Arizona Summer League, which, look, let's face it, it's 17, 18-year-old kids out there, so the competition-wise is not that great. But I don't think that's the issue right now with Danny. It's just getting him on the mound in game situations and letting him throw to, you know, hitters in game situations. So I think it's one more in Arizona, and then be on the lookout. He may be coming to a ballpark near you, you know, to continue that rehab assignment.
Would the idea be to start him or have him come out of the bullpen? Have they assessed that yet?
He's a starter right now, but obviously, so it's easier to build him up as a starter, and then if you have to go the other way, you do. So that's what they're doing. Whether it stays that way the whole way through, we don't know. I think they want to build him up as a starter, though, because why not? And then, you know, if you need to, you can switch him to the pen. But let's face it, the Indians, they're down on starters right now. They're kind of living on the edge here. And at some point, I think with Zach Plesac, you're going to have to watch his innings. So they need starters. And, you know, look, Corey Kluber's coming back from a broken arm, so that's not anytime soon. And we're not really sure if Carlos Carrasco will come back this season. So they need starting pitching, and that's why I think they're developing Danny as a starter until further notice.
Of course, the Reds and Indians will have at it beginning tomorrow afternoon, and Rosie, you alluded to some of the festivities going on around the ballpark with the 150th anniversary celebration. What kinds of things should we be watching for in this brief weekend series against the Reds?
Well, the Reds they have had a wonderful season, I think exceeding expectations of a lot of folks. And it could be a really fun series this weekend. The one I'm looking forward to is Sunday, maybe for the wrong reasons. But if you caught Trevor Bauer's post-game comments the other night, he said, look, I'm not pitching inside enough, and if I need to hit people, I will. So can you imagine if he hits Yasiel Puig, who has a short fuse anyway? He's pitching Sunday, Bauer is, so that could be a very interesting start if indeed he does start to come in tight on people and maybe comes in too far and hits some, because I don't think the Reds maybe have the most patience with that type of thing. So it could get really interesting in a hurry on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely it could. Boy, and he was really short during the post-game show after his last start also. Even though he picked up the win, he seemed at least a little frustrated with the way he had pitched. So anxious to see what he does on Sunday. Rosie, I know the All-Star Game's hard work, and, you know, it's one of those things where I think baseball fans certainly enjoy it. If you work in the business, it takes a heck of a lot of work. Will you have a chance to enjoy this at all next week, or will you be hard at work all next week?
No, I'll have a chance to enjoy it for the most part. I have a couple of events that I need to host, but nothing major. And, you know, in terms of radio or TV work, nothing there. That's all on the national level, so they'll come in and do their thing. So, you know what, Andy, it's a chance. It's funny, I see 200 baseball games a year between spring training and regular season and hopefully postseason, and I don't get to see any with my wife and sons because, you know, they come to the same games, but we don't get to enjoy them together. But I'll be able to do that for the All-Star game, and we're going to go to the Home Run Derby too. So it should be a lot of fun. They were actually down there today checking out Play Ball Park and all the stuff going on, and I know my wife said it was awesome. There were so many people around and so many fun things to do. They stayed for a long time. So it started, and it will be a lot of fun next week just to be able to enjoy the game of baseball with the family. It'll be good.
Good stuff. Well, Rosie, enjoy it as much as you possibly can and enjoy as much of a break as you might get next week as well. We appreciate the time very much.
You got it, Andy. Thanks.
Thanks, Rosie. Again, that's Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, phone lines are open, 440-322-0930. If you want two tickets to see the Indians take on the Tigers on July 17th, thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we're giving away two on July 17th to see the Tribe and Tigers at Progressive Field. Call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. If you're quick with those fingertips, you're the first to call. You will get two tickets to see the Tribe and Tigers on July 17th. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I'll come back with more fun and excitement after this here on AM 930 WEOL.